Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 3rd, 2007. The Israeli army kills four Palestinians in Gaza, while the Israeli government releases 430 prisoners in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Security sources in Gaza reported that three Palestinian resistance fighters from Al-Qassam, the armed wing of Hamas, were killed when clashes broke out between Palestinians and the Israeli army early on Monday morning. The incident occurred when Palestinian gunmen opened fire on a group of Israeli soldiers near the border fence that surrounds northern Gaza. Israel reported no injuries or damage. Earlier on Sunday, Al-Qassam brigade member Bassam Al-Halo was killed during Israeli shelling of the Gaza Strip, raising the death toll to four by dawn on Monday. The Israeli government released 430 Palestinian political detainees at midday on Monday, according to Palestinian sources in the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Of those released, 21 are from the Gaza Strip and 409 are from the various parts of the West Bank. Palestinian sources confirmed today that all those released are members of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. The Israeli government had decided to release the prisoners as part of a goodwill gesture before last week's Mideast summit held in Annapolis, Maryland on Monday. Israeli sources said that the release had been scheduled for Sunday, but was delayed at the Palestinian authorities' request. Following this so-called goodwill gesture, the Israeli military kidnapped at least 42 Palestinians in different parts of the West Bank at dawn on Monday. 12 were abducted in Ramallah, 10 in Bethlehem, 15 in Hebron, and the rest from various other areas in the West Bank. Internally, Hamas sources reported that security forces of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah had arrested 42 of its members at dawn on Monday from several areas in the northern part of the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Brian O'Kioni and Ghassan Bounoura.